Chapter 26, A Fatal Quarrel. Lena and Robert were invited to a wedding. Lena's friend Mary was going to get married and invited them. Lena has been trying to choose a dress for 2 weeks, but suddenly, just before the wedding, Mary called Lena and said that the wedding is canceled. "We quarrel a lot," Mary said. "Now I don't even want to talk to him." She was very offended by her fiancé.
But maybe everything is not so bad," Lena said. "Maybe you'll make it up with him."
Mary just sighed heavily. Time went by, but they did not reconcile. Mary told Lena that her fiancé called her all the time. But Mary did not pick up the phone and did not let him in when he came. He tried to make up hard, but she still did not want to talk to him. And suddenly, his calls stopped. Mary was very upset because she was ready to change her mind. But he did not call and did not come. There was complete silence.
"Well, call him yourself," Lena tried to persuade her. "He called you and apologized so many times."
"I cannot call myself," Mary replied stubbornly. "Perhaps I'm too proud." Another 3 months passed and they did not reconcile. And then one day, Mary received an envelope by mail. It was an invitation to the wedding of her ex-fiancé. Mary could find no peace anywhere all day long. And she was terribly depressed. She could not think about anything else. She just walked aimlessly from one corner to another. In the evening, she went to Lena to share her grief. Mary was completely crushed.
"Just imagine," she told Lena. "How could he forget me so quickly after all I was going to marry him?"
she said in frustration. "Oh, yes, indeed, it's awful," Lena said. "But listen, why don't we open the envelope? It is still interesting to know who his bride is."
"No, I'm not interested," Mary said sternly. "Although, yes, I have to know that."
Suddenly, she changed her mind. Mary took the envelope with the invitation from her purse and opened it. And she saw that next to the groom's name, there was her own name.